Managing Wolves, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. In the UnionBulletin.com from Oregon, the headline reads, Oregon Wildlife Commissioners Adopt Wolf Management Plan. Hunters and ranchers and environmentalists and wolf advocates squared off over when wolves can be killed, why, and by whom. The article begins, Oregon Wildlife Commissioners have approved the state's long-overdue wolf management plan after years of revisions, contentious meetings, an outside mediator, and half the stakeholders abandoning talks. Idaho's had a wolf management plan for years. Here's Roger Phillips, Public Information Supervisor, Idaho Fish and Game.
We've been hunting, and unlike other big game animals, trapping wolves for about a decade now. So we've been kind of adjusting our management as we go along. We have some pretty liberal hunting seasons and some fairly liberal trapping seasons for wolves as well. And part of the strategy is to maintain those populations and where we think that we need less wolves, be able to take a few more each year. When they were still federally protected, we saw those populations increase to pretty good levels. And then we started hunting and trapping, and we've seen them kind of stabilize or go down a little bit. Wolves also happen to be territorial, and when you get X number of wolves in a given area, they're going to start turning on each other. So we started seeing some of that. Wolves, I wouldn't say managing their own populations at all, but there's not unlimited growth there for them as a species because of their territorial nature.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.